space, the final frontier. I want to read a story that I love from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is also has often pointed out that airline investors have, in the aggregate, never made money on manned success at flight. Quote, thanks to Wilbur and Orville Wright and their adventures on the Outer Banks, North Carolina is known as first in flight. But Buffett didn't let that history stop him from making a sarcastic remark about investors' attitude toward the Wrights. Quote, if there had been a capitalist down there, the guy would have shot down Wilbur, Buffett said. Quote, one small step for mankind and one huge step for capitalism. That's a reference to fact. If you go back to the days of Wilbur and Orville Wright and you look at the collective gains and losses of all investors since then, we really haven't made any money on airlines. So here's the question, now that we're going into space as an investment matter, is this a chance for the investors to finally turn a profit, or is this simply a way to double or triple down on losing money on flight as we go into the next phase? Anyway, whatever the economics are, the space investment is first and foremost about facilitating and controlling the politics and economics down below on planet Earth. And one of the most important reasons for that is as the money and transaction moves onto the internet platform and more people have smartphones and are dependent on telecommunications, the importance of the satellite system grows. Because so a lot of the transactions that are flying around on planet Earth are in fact flying around in space around planet Earth. And that is what is making the satellite systems, the management, governance, ownership, and control of the satellite system so important, because you're talking about the train tracks for the development of new digital currency and payment systems. So there's some very interesting charts to give you a sense of the satellites. And I think part of the United States' power is its clear dominance in that area. You can also see, and this is an important point for both defense spending, but I put up NASA spending as well. It is so significant, the dependence of every economy and every state on military and related sort of government agency spending. You want to keep that in mind. You're seeing more and more announcements of corporations indicating their interest to participate in space. We now have 7 spaceports around the country, but it's scheduled to go up to 17 in several years. Of course, more and more private companies providing services and proposing to provide tourism services into space. A big article in the Wall Street Journal the other day announcing Japan's tech giants turn to outer space for growth. Quote, NEC, retreating from smartphones and semiconductors, is expanding its satellite business. And a Japanese firm announced that it was going to build a space elevator by 2050, made possible, of course, by the expected developments in graphene and other material sciences that are quite interesting. Japan, very much a leader in that area, as well as the South Koreans. One of the big areas is going to be creating the legal framework for the commercial exploration of space. It's really not in place. And the management and enforcement issues, I think, are going to offer a lifetime of opportunities for attorneys and tax experts. One of the most sensitive issues, of course, is space weapons. And I put up a link to an article on the top 10 space weapons. So not only is space the place where you provide for some of the telecommunication networks that really drive the global payment and currency systems and communication systems, but you also have weaponry that can determine who really controls in space. You can also, you know, they're also talking about solar farms and all sorts of other stuff. Keep an eye on the efforts to start human colonies on Mars. The efforts are clearly underway. I put a link up to one of the areas on NASA's website, Mission to Mars. If you look at the interest that's being generated by the corporate and popular media trying to interest young people in space, we're clearly on our way. I remember when the Kennedy administration was promoting space travel, and we really thought it was going to happen then in the 60s and 70s, and of course it got shut down after the Kennedy assassination, or wound down after the Kennedy assassination, but we're seeing it really rev up for the first time since then. One of my favorite quotes from Bob Dean is, it's the destiny of the children in my family to travel the stars. So I think it's a good thing. I think it's time to get out there and see what's out there. I put up a couple of articles on the opportunity for us to start a vacation in space. So I asked the question of all of you to kind of help you get ready for the kind of change that's coming up. Are you ready to plan your first trip to the moon? If you want to take one, the opportunity is going to be there.